Back to the drawing board for Victor Harbour councillors. 5 of 9 members knocked back the 2021-22 draft plan and budget last night. One of our announcers happens to be a Victor Harbour councillor. It's Brian Littley. Hi there.
How are you going, Jenny?
Yeah, really well, thank you. How are you feeling after your big council meeting last night?
I tell you what, it was a tough night. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So I was one of the councillors who knocked back the draft budget. It's not something that I was really looking forward to doing. It was a little bit uncomfortable doing that. I know that our council administration and fellow councillors have been working very hard on the budget, and we're very, very close. But my reasonings for voting against it is that I feel that I have a duty to represent the people, that I'm aware of the feeling out there and the sentiment out there, and I knocked it back on that basis.
Yeah, so what do you mean? Was it too ambitious, too many projects?
Yeah, I think that we do have some wonderful projects which would be fantastic for our town that are being planned, and we're moving towards them. But at this point in time, I'm hearing loud and clear myself, and this is my personal reasonings for voting this way. Myself, I'm hearing from a wide variety of people across the our community that it is too ambitious, and that we need to just cool our heels a little bit on some of these projects and work out a way that we can not go into so much debt to achieve our aspirations.
What sort of debt are we looking at?
It's significant. So it's more around the net liability ratio and the amount of borrowings we're prepared to go as a council to go out there and borrow. So increasing that percentage of our income, our revenue of borrowings against the, you know, against the revenue for borrowings.
And that's up to 100%,
right?
Well,
it could be up to 100%. It's not definitive that it has to be 100%. It could be up to that. And that's we've gone from a 40 to 60% ratio that was set, and we've would exceed that at 72%. We've got to find some common ground. We've got to, in my mind, and what I'm being told is that we're not in a position that we should be going into that much debt. The question is, yep, there is good debt and there's bad debt. I understand all of that. But at the moment, in light of world economies and everything going on, is it the right time to do it? And I've been told widely and strongly, no, it's not.
Okay. So was there consensus on the rate increase, though?
It didn't actually get to that because having that deliberation, we've gone back to it. We've got an interim budget in place. So we're able to get back around the table and talk about these things. So when we're talking about so much money and impact on our ratepayers, impact on future councils, everything like that, if we've got the time, we can buy a bit more time, we can go back and have a look around. It may go through next time as is, but I think it's just a time of sitting there and talking it through and really having a look at what do we need. Right. Needs and wants, desires, and what can be put off.
So maybe reining back some of that art spending or something like that.
Potentially, or it could be in a totally different area, Jenny. Mm. That's, you know, that's open for discussion. So we've got to work as a council to get there. And, you know, I know some councillors will be frustrated. Some people in the public would be frustrated. Also, some people are quite delighted that potentially we're not putting ourselves under more pressure.